here's a story from The World.
For President Biden, unity and bipartisanship are at the core of his belief system. Many on both sides of the aisle call his approach naive and antiquated, especially right now. But Cindy McCain, the widow of longtime Senator John McCain, believes Biden is the person to make this cooperation happen. McCain was this week's guest on the Economist Asks podcast, brought to us by our partners at Economist Radio. Anne McElvoy is the host, and she joins us now from Kent in southern England. Anne, this was your first interview after the U.S. presidential inauguration. Why did you want to talk with Cindy McCain?
I was very keen to talk to someone who wasn't a Democrat high on the inauguration, so to speak, as much as I can understand the great relief that there is on that side of the aisle. I wanted to talk to someone who is in the Republican Party, who is loyal to the Republican cause. Cindy McCain, of course, is very close to Joe Biden. I knew that from previous encounters with her. And I'd also interviewed her late husband, John McCain. So I thought in some ways I was bringing things a bit full circle at an interesting time to do that.
There was a point in your conversation with Cindy McCain where you talked about her late husband, Senator John McCain. Let's take a listen.
I spoke to your late husband in April 2017. Senator McCain gave, yes, indeed. I mean, I look back on it very fondly and, of course, with great sadness, like many people who knew him and loved a good old political tussle, because he was up for that, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he was. He loved a good political tussle.
Yes, you'd think you'd got on his wrong side and his team would go, no, he's just, it's fine. He's always
John McCain was a person who, he believed what he believed and he lived what he believed. And he would fight like cats and dogs with the opposition on the floor of the Senate, but it was never personal. They would walk off the floor, grasp arms, have dinner together, grab a drink together, whatever it may be. That's what true leadership is about. It's not personal.
And what did you make of Cindy's comments there about her husband and how he operated as a politician?
I think it was a celebration of bipartisanship for which John McCain stood in person and pursued. I think what Cindy McCain is saying is we've got to find our way back to something like that. We do know that Joe Biden is someone with huge experience of compromise, of deal making, and that we think that he perhaps would be able to find a new way back to it that would reflect some of the strains of today.
One issue that you discussed with Cindy McCain in some depth was immigration, specifically Biden's executive orders on DACA recipients, or Dreamers as they're known, the young people who are brought to this country without proper documentation as children. Let's listen.
There has to be a path to citizenship. There has to be a way that we can process people that are here illegally, and more importantly, process their value. Many of these people were fleeing harm and war and the destruction that's going on in their own country. So they're here because they're afraid. No one willingly leaves their country unless they're desperate.
What do you think of those comments?
I think she knows that this is a route that is going to take some compromise. It is not as simple as saying Dreamers is a good thing. A lot of people feel very committed to it. You still have a lot of people who wonder how this distinction is to work between those who came to the country illegally and those who did not. I think that will tax the Democrats.
Finally, Anne, what was your biggest takeaway from your conversation with Cindy McCain?
A kind of seasoned optimism. It's not the kind of optimism that says everything is going to be great because Donald Trump is out of the door. She was acknowledging that there were huge problems for her party, the Republican Party. She's in favor of a split, but who is going to lead that and on whose terms? To me, that is the central question. Cindy McCain's vision is not the vision of Trump world. What happens next?
Anne McElvoy, host of The Economist Asks. You can listen to more of Anne's conversation with Cindy McCain on the podcast The Economist Asks. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Anne, thanks a lot.
Lovely to be with you.
From PRX.